We're in that time of year when we're not celebrating a happy holiday or remembering the reason for the season. We are rejoicing over when the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took place, which is why we say, Merry Christmas. Jesus was born from the Virgin Mary, which compels many to declare, "Oh, come on, that's impossible." Those are the same people who fail to realize how with God, all things are possible. Jesus himself declares in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, "But Jesus looked at them and said to them, 'With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.'" If you want something more directly connected to the subject at hand, the angel who came to Mary told her as well in Luke 1:37, "For with God nothing will be impossible." We turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 7 through 20. "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.' So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds, but Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told them." There are those who believe that they're lost causes. They confess how they've fallen prey to drugs, alcohol, how they've committed crimes, how they've even physically, emotionally hurt people. And they ask, "Well, how can I be saved?" With God, all things are possible. Have a very merry, peaceful, joyful, spiritual Christmas.